Check, check.
Pussy,
check.
Pussy.
Check. You're listening to WNIGGERFAG, the sweet sounds of Cincinnati's finest jazz.
That's not the radio station's name, Bill.
I'm sorry.
You've worked here for 40 years. You got to stop saying that. HR's up our asses.
I'm sorry. I've said it wrong again. It's WKRQ.
Suck my dick because my dick is small. I believe my dick's small.
I believe my dick's small. I believe my dick's way too fucking small.
My penis doesn't even reach my bones.
Did you see that?
It's not like I even have big bones.
And my bones are also small.
My bones are small.
It doesn't even reach my balls.
It doesn't even reach my balls. And my balls are also small.
That's a good one. That one is good for me, folks.
All right, good night.
That ought to do it. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're not topping my balls. I believe my dick's small.
My dick is small.
Oh, guys, I got some medical news today.
What's that?
I kind of want to make an announcement to my fans.
Go ahead.
Before they hear anything in the media.
Yeah, we already heard the song about you. We just did it.
No. It's not about the small penis.
We already heard.
The doctor says that's not a medical issue.
Yeah.
So that I can still pee.
Can you at least use the electric things? Can you use that and say the where you go clear?
Will that zap my dick bigger?
Please use the paddles.
Please use the ones you use on mice when they have that problem.
Clear. It's still fucking too small. The dick's still too small.
I have been diagnosed with medical grade dandruff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Medical.
Ooh, you got that.
I got dermatitis.
Now, hold on. Let me pause you right there.
Yeah.
I have had horrific dandruff my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It's all my shit is always fucking shedding or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Do not give a fuck. Never have cared once.
Really?
Well,
does it hurt your head or something?
Yeah, my head.
My head is
and shit.
Itchy. Yeah, my head is scabby and itchy and shitty. And so I said, you know what?
I'm ready for the frontier.
No, no, that's not true. I will not go quietly into that good night. I will,
ma'am. Do you mind sucking my hair?
I'm gonna fight
you
this
mind
thing.
Sitting on my head, miss.
Ma'am, would you mind lubricating my scalp with that awful pussy of yours?
That's a good Arthur, man.
Yeah. Well, I played a lot of the game.
Yeah.
Ma'am, are these fellers bothering you?
So I had to have my,
I'm trying to have gay sex, Micah.
I gotta get. Does anyone play online? I thought it was gonna be a thing for a second.
I think there's
like
an online
does.
Beta out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
for,
you playing
for the,
online
for the cucks.
That's very nice. Yeah.
Is that when you go online?
Yeah.
Like I'm waiting for the online alpha.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I've just been playing story mode. But someone DM'd me and said that if I haven't been doing the side missions, there's a point in the game where it's like I'm completely fucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
which is why would they make them fucking side missions?
You have to do all the side missions?
And you can't go back and do them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to do all of them. They're like before. Yeah. Which side
all
missions haven't you done? You've just been doing story only?
Yeah.
Oh, you're stupid. That's not how you play a Rockstar game. That's
I
why
mean,
I have all the
small.
Clothes and millions
yeah.
of dollars.
That is true. You
and
do
I've
have
done,
all, literally all the
you
clothes.
You have millions of dollars?
And I've done nothing in
I have
the
like
story.
$4,000.
I have way less than that.
Yeah.
I did. You really can't make money.
You can't really make
yeah.
money. Yeah.
So
I thought I felt
off.
Pretty rich off that 4Gs.
Do you have all the cool custom weapons?
No.
Yeah, I got the Viking axe. I wear the pig mask with the Viking axe.
Yeah, that shit's... Well, how do you get
around.
The pig mask?
I can't even keep a
it's,
hat.
It's in like the redneck village. They got a pig mask.
Oh. My hat just blows
that
off my head it. Constantly.
The rednecks, they put it on and they go, hey, look at me! I'm Cat Barbadoro. I'm mad about something. No, I'm saying the rednecks
the
do that. They
oh,
do that.
They do that in the
I
game.
Wouldn't do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Really?
No, that's fucking mean. I'm friends with her. I wouldn't...
do something like that.
That's
those mean
up.
Rednecks.
Is that how they like how Bonnie McFarlane was a character in the other Rednecks?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, like,
no,
all
I mean they just
comics.
By oh, I'm not talking about our friend Kat. No, I meant the character in the game that just happens to have the same name as a female comedian.
All right.
They did do that to Bonnie, though, didn't
they?
Yeah. There literally was a Bonnie McFarlane in the first Red Dead.
Rich was like, they put my girlfriend in Space Invaders. My wife's name is in the Nintendo Mario. The new Mario came out.
Oh, and God.
She's in the TV.
We should do a Rockstar. We got to holler at Rockstar. I was about to do like a playthrough one time with Soder, but I was on the road. Let's do a Cumtown Rockstar playthrough, man.
Yeah, I auditioned for actually Red Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I almost got it, but Taylor Ketchum went in after me and did a better job.
And he got it.
I mean, that man is a Red Dead character just walking in the real, like right now.
I know. I went in and like I did it, and the casting director or whoever was there was like, that was great. You're probably too short, though. And I'm like, it's a video game.
It's a voiceover.
It just fucking cropped me bigger.
What?
How is that possible?
Are you serious?
Yeah, the guy told me I was
too
short to be a voice in a video game.
What? Taylor isn't even that tall.
He's bigger than Nick.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Look,
I guess so.
The cutoff is 6 foot. If you're under 6 foot, you got to be good at podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over
Very
six
true.
Foot.
NBA.
Well, hey, life's fucking easy street for you,
it
pal.
It really is.
And I'm going to, when I hear of your cancer diagnosis, go... I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, you'll do a really good joke about it on the group text that we have. I think we have 3 deaths have been announced on that group text.
And I just run away.
Nick
underneath.
Just come through with a zinger immediately.
I laugh at your cancer
damn.
Diagnosis, and then I run away through at full speed through a series of tables.
Catch me now.
Yeah, right. You're gonna know where to go.
Sonic stuff. Yeah. Damn. Mm-hmm. Well, I heard that you don't even make that much for voiceovers for video games. Like the guy that did Uncharted, Nathan, whatever. The guy
for you?
Who played Nathan, whatever the character's name is.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was at like a con or something. He's like, yeah, I have to keep doing this because I got paid like $5,000.
No way.
Something,
video game?
Something like that.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Even know.
Adam is low-key playing video games and looking up like convention footage to like see what the stars of the games are up to. he's a secret gamer. He doesn't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go full gamer.
Yeah, Adam's buying like the prestige Halo 3 package where you get like the outfit of the Halo guy.
Yeah.
The game comes in like a full suit of body armor.
God.
Shouts out Master Chief.
Yeah.
Getting hit from Cortana.
Master Chief Billy Sunday. That's the character's name, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love playing Halo as Billy Sunday. I am gay and my dick is small. Billy Sunday's what? Men of Honor?
I don't know. I've never played that game.
Men of Honor was my favorite movie when I was like...
With Robert De Niro and Cuba Gooding Jr.?
What? What movie is that?
It's about diving.
It's about diving. When I was
about
in,
a black guy that wants to dive, and the Navy's like, you can't dive, boy.
When I was in sixth grade, I saw that, and I was like, this is my favorite movie. This is the best movie I've
Didn't
ever seen.
Didn't he...
Rules.
There's in the last scene, he has to put on like the fucking... The old school diving kit, which weighs like 1,000 pounds, he has to stand up or
something.
Yeah,
he has to stand up in it because his leg got shredded by an anchor.
Yeah,
so they have to like reconstruct his leg, and then he has to stand up in court, and he's like crying.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, Robin De Niro's like, you know, get it, boy. Go on, boy. Show him what you can do, boy. Boy.
Is he using his Cape Fear accent?
Yeah,
I think
it's a Southern De Niro.
Southern De Niro. Yeah.
I can outread you. I can outsmart you, counselor.
One of the best De Niros.
Yeah.
Italians pretending to be Southern is so funny.
Yeah.
You could just be Italian,
To
man.
Make it, like, the scary thing about his character is that he read a lot of books in prison. He knows about... Cervantes, I can't even name an author.
Yeah, no, he goes
Descartes.
Well, he goes,
what does he say?
Yeah, well, he's like, I saw him in the library reading "Thus Spoke Zarathustra" by Frederick Nietzsche. Nietzsche, can you believe that? That's what's his name? Joe Don Baker. That's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Something. What's Zarathustra? That sounds cool.
That's a
Nietzsche book.
Is it Zarathustra?
Did he ever write stories, or was it all philosophy?
Nietzsche,
books?
Yeah, he wrote a couple. Yeah. He wrote a couple
really?
Like softcore.
He wrote
porn.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, really? That's yeah. fucked up, dude. I knew that was some heavy shit, dude. That shit. I was thinking about that for fucking weeks after I saw that shit. I was
well, the Toons are basically, and a lot of people will deny this, but they're Jews. And, you know, a lot of people want to say that that's not what he was implying.
No, the Toons are black people.
The Toons are Jews.
No, Toontown. Coontown.
And they pretend to be victims, but...
Okay.
You can't really. You need a special chemical to erase them.
Oh,
what do you
I
mean
see.
Special
they can't
chemical?
Die.
I don't know what chemical.
I don't know.
That?
I was
black
trying to put
magic?
It. I was trying to synthesize three different things: the Holocaust, Nietzsche, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
It was a high concept.
Was Nietzsche anti-Semitic?
A lot of people will say no, but I like to say yes.
He was. I don't know if he was anti-Semitic. I know that he was syphilitic.
Basically, every German.
Syphilitic?
Yeah.
Every
My
German,
man was raw dogging back then?
Yeah, he went crazy from STDs.
Every German nice. From the Enlightenment until the death Angela of Adolf Merkel? Hitler was anti-Semite.
Really?
Every single one.
The second Hitler died, they all switched teams?
Well, yeah. I mean, but that was the death of Germans doing anti-Semitism.
Damn.
Yeah. But for 200 years, unchecked.
Now they get really mad when you call them anti-Semitic.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're like, you can't, like, don't aren't there laws against saying the Holocaust
is fake and
shit?
Oh, shit, I was wrong. Once again.
Oh, but yeah. What?
They said that the madness of Nietzsche was cancer, not syphilis.
I thought he just said bipolar disorder.
That's so funny. All these people that we think were smart were just mentally ill.
Yeah.
Like, in Greece, the Oracle of the Delphi or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like they would go tell the future. And they would see, like, crazy shit. And there was just a gas leak in that cave.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They were straight up huffing gas and hallucinating shit.
Right.
And being like, yep, this is the future.
Was it, was the oracle a they, them?
Yeah.
Was it trans person?
Yeah, it had a pussy and a dick at the same time.
Oh, intersex.
Because of all the gas.
Oh.
How about a horacle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she can see
she
who
gives
she's
that
going
pussy.
To fuck.
It's just whoever's in front of her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see the future in her pussy.
Whoa.
Damn.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty.
Would she have a crystal ball in her would you part the lips and a little crystal ball would be there?
There would be just an outpouring of golden light.
Mm.
Kind of like the suitcase in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. What was in that damn suitcase? That's what I want to know.
I'll tell you what was in it.
That picture of Adam with the
that
haircut.
That picture, yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
You should bring that look back.
The bob?
That
was
so funny. That would be awesome.
When you were
actually.
Trying to grow your hair out for some reason.
Yeah, I wanted to see if it looked good.
Well,
I mean,
think
that's
we
what anyone
answer.
Does when they grow their hair out. It's to see if it looks good. And then you have spent a year doing it and you're like, it does not look
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you go get a haircut.
Elders had a nice mane going for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked nice.
It was hilarious.
He looks good with a Kramer, though. He looks
he
good
does
with
look
the,
good with a Kramer.
The tall hair.
I'm going to get plugs, dude.
Plugs?
I would love you to get plugs and just slap your weaves like a lady working at McDonald's. Long-ass finger and press-on mm-hmm. fingernails.
That is correct. Yeah, I'll probably get plugs, and then I'll get that bone-crushing surgery.
Which
and have
one?
Long shins
to make yourself taller.
Mm-hmm. Or I'll start wearing lifts.
Yeah.
Lifts my shoes. That's my midlife crisis.
Is there a comic
plugs?
That wears lifts?
There is. And you can't say his name on the show or he'll threaten to sue you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, we'll
no,
let
he
the
did that
fans.
To Bobby's podcast.
Really?
We'll yeah. let our intrepid
yeah,
fans.
Somebody like made fun of him for running bringer shows on Bobby's podcast.
Oh, I know who that. Yeah. Yeah, I know what we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he was like, "Yeah, I've got a lawyer
for pointing out the things I do in real life." That's slander.
Wear high
listing
heels.
The things I do.
Dude, if you had, like, forget lives, if you were just walking around in like big red high heeled shoes, that would be a hilarious move.
Yeah, that would be sick.
You'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm tall.
I'm tall. What the fuck? I'm 6'2".
Just women's
6-inch heels,
strippers, yeah. stilettos,
women's high heeled shoes,
yeah,
or big like fucking like what was that like candy goth look? Remember that when there was like the goths would also have like rainbow clown hair, and the girls with like the huge platform shoes.
Yeah.
Like scene combat. Almost? What's kid? It? Like scene kids?
No, it's pre-scene, in between scene and goth.
Huh. The forerunner to scene?
Yeah, because like scene, I think the real delineation between scene and goth is the proliferation of emo music, because a lot of goths just listen to industrial.
Yeah, that's right.
Shit like that. Yeah, and then...
Jungle.
Yeah, jungle beats, jungle. Drum and bass.
D&B, jungle.
Yeah.
That's what our friend, our British friend used to DJ.
I love jungle.
Jungle, drum and bass.
Drum and bass.
I was a DJ in Barcelona.
No, but then what separates them is the scene kids had hair like fucking like all the guys in like fucking Guns N' Roses cover bands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
a modern take on that.
Yeah, those like Hollywood like Sunset Strip guys.
That, you know
that's
what?
Such a bad style.
That's that's the era I should have been in, baby. Yeah. You know how people say they're an old soul and they wish they were born like
the
30s. I wish I was on the Sunset Strip, dude. Wearing a mesh tank top, bleach blonde hair. Yeah.
Rock and roll, live forever, dude. We're going to go see King Starlight or this shitty fucking hair bands. Cinderella.
Yeah. Striper.
Yeah.
Rat. They had some good ones.
Yeah.
I never liked hair metal. There's not a single hair metal band.
I really did, honestly. I had a phase where I liked... When I went to Greece...
Fester Pussycat? What was it?
I went to Greece and I was... I think I was into boy bands. I see, like, Spice Girls and fucking Backstreet Boys and shit when I was, like, a little kid. And then I went to Greece and my cool-ass cousin Leonida had metal. And so I was like, oh, time to fucking be into metal.
Yeah.
And I was just so into, like, fucking... I remember I had a Quiet Riot CD that I would listen to.
Does Quiet Riot count?
Come on, feel the noise.
Is Quiet Riot count as hair metal?
I think so.
It was stadium rock, maybe.
Yeah.
Really? You think you would say so? I mean, I like Guns N' Roses and shit like that. Like, early Guns N' Roses. Yeah. Ooh, Motley Crue. That was my shit as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vince Neil, shouts out.
No,
to
I never liked Motley Crue. I didn't even really like Quiet Riot. I mean,
I just like Come On, Feel the Noise.
Right. Well, I think
a couple other jams.
Yeah. Metal Health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the one the Rock of Love guy was in?
Poison.
Poison.
Yeah. You know, I didn't like Poison that much, but I gotta say, I love Rock of Love. Yeah. That's a good show. It's a good
show.
It's
all back on TV now?
It's on Amazon Uncensored. We discussed this, I think, last on one of the
He wears that headband because he's bald, right?
I don't know. I think it's style.
You think it's style?
Mm-hmm. What's Amazon Uncensored? You can see, like, Jeffrey Tambor's penis tucked in between his legs. It's a lot of shots of, like, does this look good tucked? Can you see my penis when it's tucked like this?
Yeah, you get to see the deleted scenes where he's sexually harassing all the women in the workplace.
Yeah.
All the trans women he forcibly sucked off.
I think he just hugged them too
long. I just want to know the character. I just want to understand what the character's motivations are. Please let me hug you.
Hank, shouts out Hank Kingsley. Hey now.
One of the best fucking characters of all time.
Truly.
I don't even know what Jeffrey Tambor sounds like.
No, he's got like a deep, dopey voice.
Is it like that though?
No, not quite.
Yeah,
Hank's voice was like that, but...
You're doing. What's his name? Fucking Raymond's brother.
Oh yeah. Brad Garrett.
It's almost spring, dude.
I know. I was walking all along the city these last couple days.
I am not looking forward to summer. I might vacation in like Antarctica or something.
No, dude. Summer's
What's
tight.
What's wrong with that you, shit, dude?
Summer sucks ass.
No, it's good.
No, I like the winter.
You should move to Iceland.
I'm going to Russia.
Sucks hard, dick.
I'm going to spend the summer in Siberia.
Isn't it even hotter there?
Is it?
Don't they have like a wild-ass fluctuation or some shit?
Because the further north you get, the closer you get to the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
The more up
you get, the closer you get to the sun.
Because the sun...
Everyone knows that shit.
Yeah. Did you see Bill Nye endorsed AOC?
Oh, yeah?
So she's officially... canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You want some gay-ass scientist to endorse you?
No way, dude.
Some fucking gay.
What does that mean, an endorsement? Like, he's like, I think the congresswoman from the Bronx and Queens is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't forget Queens.
Yeah. He rubbed He rubbed the balloon against her head. And then
it's just static electricity.
And then touched it, like, held his penis maybe an inch from her nipple. Until it shocked him.
That's how he decides.
That's how he does. That's how Bill Nye endorses a political candidate. Mm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Only the worthy shock his penis.
She better endorse Bernie Sanders or I'm going to fucking...
Don't say it.
In the streets.
Yeah,
the one-man riot.
Antifa.
Yes.
Me and Jake Flores...
Yeah. Throwing a ski mask.
Me and Jake Flores just going around fucking shoving people.
Jake's Antifa. Yeah. It's so funny.
Right. Yeah, because... when you set a telephone booth on fire, it's basically like, you know, reading a book or voting.
Why don't we do something with telephone booths? Yeah. They're out there still.
They did. Did they turn them into those Link NYC things?
Oh, is that what those are?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can make calls on those, apparently.
I wanted a little changing booth or a bidet.
Yeah, to turn into that's how Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
Public bidets.
A public bidet.
Those are just get shit in immediately. True. Yeah.
But think about the 2 weeks where they're not and we all have minty clean assholes.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't even be 2 weeks. It'd be 2 hours.
I've never used a bidet. The entire
time
we were in
Japan.
I thought we were all not doing it.
No.
We were all talking about how it was the best part of the entire trip.
The robot sucking your asshole.
No. Yeah, and how I put on the pussy setting to blast my balls.
Me too. Yeah. I put the gooch.
Yeah.
To tickle my gooch.
That's gooch and balls.
That sounds fucking awful.
No, it's nice. It feels really delicious. Good.
I hate it when my dick is or balls are ever wet.
What?
It's the worst feeling in the world.
That's like, honestly one of the best feelings.
You don't like getting your dick wet.
No, yeah. I hate it. I love to fuck sand.
Nick fucking swims with a condom on.
You fuck bags of rice.
I love that shit, dude.
Uncooked rice.
He fills up magnums with rice and then goes swimming to keep his dick dry. Silica packets on his nuts.
I love that shit. I'm being a dry dick rando. You never know what I'm going to say next.
A dry dick rando.
I could say something wild next. You have no idea. It's just another day in the
on
life.
On account of how dry your dick is?
Another day in the life of being a dry dick rando. Well, I'll tell you what, folks.
What's up?
I've been doing a little betting lately.
Really?
No, not really.
Well, I have.
No, but my friends have. At BetDSI.com.
Such a good website.
B-E-T. Does she.
S-U-C-K. Implicate you. M-Y Deek.
Does she tattle? Do she do
is that
the
what
bitch?
It stands for?
I don't know. Do the bitch interrogation. Do the bitch.
That's
wait,
what
hold
it
on.
Stands.
Yeah, it's, DSS stands for do the bitch tattle.
It doesn't even have the
fellas,
letters.
If you're like me, you're tired of all these trifling ass hoes going around sleeping with hundreds of guys and then trying to sneak on you some accusation bullshit.
Sponsored by BetDSI.
This you just read
this
it.
Opinion sponsored by BetDSI.
Yeah, Bet MRA. Bet when a bitch comes.
This is copy. They emailed us.
Yeah, when detectives show up at my house and they say, "Remember us?" and it's like, you know, oh, I know everybody down at the SVU. These trifling bitches would be doing this to me.
Uh huh.
And you can
so
bet
if you're one of those guys,
if you're one of these kind
them.
Of fellas, you're a gambling man. It takes a real gambling man to play those odds. To play the odds of the dating game out there.
Jesus Christ.
That's why you gotta go to BetDSI.com.
Dating game. Calling a committing rape the dating game. All of this, by the way, again, sorry, this is BetDSI's copy.
BetDSI.com, yeah. This is not my opinion. These are not my feelings. BetDSI.com is a premier sports book betting website.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in business over 20 years.
What?
Yeah, 1 year for every fucking 20 of them.
Yep, well, that's true.
20 years, 20 That's two decades, folks.
So true.
And, you know, think about that. 20 years ago, what was that, the 1980s? Yeah. These guys, it was like there were computers.
Yep.
It hadn't even been invented
yet. It was
yet.
Green. All the screens were green.
All the screens were green, dude. Yep. Everybody was living in Vice City.
Yes, pastels. Uh-huh. Yeah, fucking dude. Loafer, white loafers.
Wearing
with
white
no
loafers
socks.
Going around Miami. That's right. You know, picking up whores and killing them and you're... And the lowrider you stole from a Latino, that's when BetDSI came
about. That's what the founders were doing,
you know,
before this website.
You would have to load the website from a tape. And that, so they've been in business 20 years paying out winners.
Oh, yeah. You, yes, know, you better fucking
paying
believe
off,
they have.
Paying off winners. Mm-hmm. You know, if you win, they'll bring your son to their house and they'll pay him off.
Oh, yeah.
They won't. He's not allowed to tell you what happened there. But you can count on it. That they will pay off those winners.
They got a mobile app.
They got a mobile. They got an award-winning 24/7. Mobile. 24/7 customer service. You call them up.
4 a.m.
You call them up. 4
a.m. My dick hurts.
Yeah. My penis is. My penis hurt. My penis hurts so bad from the website. Why my penis are so bad?
Yeah, if you beat your cock off too much looking at any website,
yeah,
you
can
feel free to call BetDSI and complain about it.
And then you'll be connected immediately with a customer service representative.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell them, my penis are too much.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do something about it.
Absolutely, they will.
I can't promise you what it will be.
As long as it's something. It's, yeah. It could be hanging up on you. It could be.
But hey, so you will
something
talk.
Will have happened.
You will be able to access their 24/7 customer service. That's how, think about all the really cool businesses that are open 24/7.
Uh-huh.
That's a real sign 7-11. Of 7-Eleven. You know, no shady stuff going on there.
Mm-mm.
That's a good business to go to.
Absolutely.
Nothing bad's ever happened at 7-Eleven.
No.
I don't
Bob
think so.
Evans.
Bob Evans isn't open 24/7.
Well, I stand correct. That, I guess it's just 7-Eleven.
Some McDonald's.
And
BetDSI.
BetDSI. It's really just 7-Eleven and BetDSI. And you can bet on that, folks.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, we're betting on stuff right now.
Yeah, we're betting on...
I've decided the Lakers are making the playoffs.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Andre Ingram just got picked up from the G League.
That's right.
The better of the Ingrams in the Lakers organization.
Brandon Ingram's dad.
Literally, I think it is a relative of his.
Nuh-uh.
I think it's like an uncle or
no
something.
No way.
I'm pretty sure.
No.
Maybe wrong. But, yeah. You can bet also on the... Champions League, soccer, Champions
League. Man U.
Man U made it through, beat PSG in the second leg.
I say Man U. I haven't been following soccer at all this year.
They also have live in-game wagering.
Yep. Wow. You can do it. You can change your mind.
That's the thing that's such a good feature, I often forget about it. I have to forget. That's how
so
tight,
natural and
that's
good.
That's how tight BetDSI is.
They have so many features.
They are really
so many,
tight.
They offer so much tight shit that I forget about it until we're almost done talking about the things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Jam's coming up.
Oh, shit.
You can bet on
bet
that.
On which is the most racist truck.
Where does Monster Jam go? MSG?
No, I doubt they're in the city.
No.
Got to go out to the Nassau Coliseum?
There's no way. There's no way.
Meadowlands, maybe?
There's no way Trump would allow that in his city.
God damn.
There's no way he would allow a truck that's bigger than him anywhere. Okay, so when you sign up, make sure you use promo code CUM120 so they know we sent you.
Oh, yeah.
That's CUM120.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that. So when you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before you've played at the tables.
Mm-hmm. It used to be more than 120, right?
Yeah, there's a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. So if you're going to be in the sports book, which is where we like
we
to
love
gamble,
gambling there.
We love it, dude. I love hanging out.
We love it.
I hang out in the sports book. I post up against the wall and I say, the thing I like about these preschool girls
is that they.
I love having sex with them. That's the line.
You say that at the sports book?
At the sports book where we hang out.
I haven't heard you say that at the sports book. Well, I'm there all the time.
I'm doing the character from the movie.
Matthew McConaughey character.
From Dazed and
Confused. Right. Yeah, that's his classic line. Kids.
Yeah. What are you girls up to? You trying to fuck?
Put together some blocks.
You trying to have sex with an adult? The classic Matthew McConaughey line. So if you use promo code COME20 up to $1,000, you're going to give you 60% bonus cash, which you turn $1,000 in the 1600 to play with. So once again, that's betdsi.com. Come 120. Let's start the show. Let's start the show, doggies.
Let's start the fucking show, bitch.
All right, doggies.
While we're doing plugs, come see us in D.C. soon.
On the 30th.
Two shows. One stand-up show at 8 p.m. One live podcast at 10 p.m. Separate shows. Buy tickets to one. Buy tickets to both. We'd love to see you there.
It's at the historic Black Cat.
The Black Cat, D.C. We have to sell a lot of tickets when we hope we have the ability to do that.
Some of your favorite punk bands have played there. It's a punk rock legendary venue. That's where
the crazy
Charlotte played.
That's right.
That's
Yellow
where
Card.
Yellow Card played.
Turd Charlotte.
Okay.
Sorry.
Holy shit.
Turd Charlotte. Yeah. It doesn't even rhyme.
They're one of them is married to Cameron Diaz.
What?
I think so.
Cameron Diaz?
I really believe so.
From The Mask?
Yeah, dude. She's a fucking fox.
I love her. We love her. We love her, don't we, folks?
Oh, yeah. Big Cameron Diaz fan.
I watched that movie, Drew Barrymore, Never Been Kissed, last night.
Kiss me.
Pretty fucked up movie.
Kiss my little dick.
She's like, it's small. She's flirting with the teacher the whole time, and he's falling in love with her. And then he finds out that she's not a student, and he feels betrayed.
Hilarious.
He doesn't feel relieved.
Like,
oh, great, I can be
with
her now.
Thank God I don't want to fuck a child.
No, he's like, you lied to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's
That's
a weird
the plot
movie.
Of the movie.
It's a weird movie. Yeah.
Damn. Does she make out with any children?
She makes out. Well, there's like one scene where it's like, oh, she's about to molest. But then her brother, played by David Arquette, in his 1-800-CALL-ATT Prime, this is 90s Arquette, when he was really killing the game. He, because he used to be a great high school baseball player, also goes back to high school. And then he
starts. As a coach or as a.
No, like to pose as a student because he just wants to go back to party. And it's kind of implied he's fucking. It's not explicit.
That's some wild shit, dude.
What? I'm sorry, I missed all of that. I was looking at something on the internet.
What were you looking at?
I can't say yet.
Okay. Is it a secret?
I gotta take this call.
No, you don't. I do. This is absolutely not.
I apologize.
You do not have to take this call.
I think he does.
Who
probably.
Is it?
I'm gay. My dick is small.
He's like, he picks it up. You've been selected for an entry.
He's like, guys, you'll never believe it. Yeah. I got a free fucking.
I'm gonna cruise.
I've got a cruise.
Ooh, this is your captain speaking. Press one to be connected with one of our first mates.
What percentage of people do you think falls for that? It's low, but it's got to be a couple.
I don't know. It's just old people. I had to call Chase Bank the other day. Uh-huh. I dialed one number wrong. Uh-huh. And I got another. Place that's like, thank you for calling the bank. It's like, please enter your credit card number.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
The whole business is just preying on old people with bad eyesight.
I love it, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Salute.
Salute to the opportunistic out there. Who was that, Adam?
It was my daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What yeah, is, yeah.
It's just,
nothing important,
did
really.
Did his dick surgery?
I talked to her before. I came here. I said, I'm going to do the podcast. Then he called, and I thought it was some sort of emergency, but it wasn't. It was about something he saw in Huffington Post.
The saying, I'm gay! There's an article on here
and
that says
like,
I'm
well,
gay.
And then he starts reading it to me, and I'm like, we're recording right now. Yeah. And he's like, well, then you go. You go.
What was the
Thank you.
Article about?
About how Americans don't want to vote.
He's really taking advantage of those emergency phone call privileges.
He really is. He really is.
You should let him know that
he's really crying wolf.
Text first.
Yeah. He knows that too. He understands texting.
That must be nice. I don't think my father can read.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can read Greek.
I don't know if my dad can read. I don't think he can finish.
What is Greek? That's just like fake letters.
It's like deltas, mm-hmm. gammas.
Yep. Alpha.
It's
alpha,
kind of an army style language.
Epsilon. NATO alphabet.
Zeta. Yeah.
His dad's just like, Delta, Gamma, Lima, Golf Spider, India.
Tango Sonic. Whiskey.
Michael Bravo in whiskey. That's just the whole language.
You guys jacked up for Whiskey Cavalier?
What is that?
One's in the FBI, one's in the CIA.
And they're gay with each other?
Yeah, and they suck each other's
dicks. I saw the fucking trailer for that.
Looks horrible. It's just some TV show.
Oh, a TV show.
It's like a weird procedural that's like, who is still watching this shit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Every show on CBS is named after a branch of the government.
NCIS.
There's like an FBI. I think they just started FBI.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? It did take a while to get an FBI show.
I think they've had them before, but I think that they've just gotten less and less creative with the names. I think Burn Notice might have been FBI. I never watched that.
Burn Notice, he's a...
CIA?
He's a former CIA.
Yeah.
Mm. What do they call them? Spooks?
Spooks, yeah, because they're black.
No, isn't that?
Yeah, because it's an old racial slur.
Don't they seriously call them that?
I think they call them spooks, yeah, but I also do know that was like a 1950s racial slur.
Interesting. Well, that's interesting because racists dressed like ghosts.
It's true.
Doesn't seem to make sense.
They were like, "It's time to spook back, boys."
It's been, spook back the night.
It's time to be scary.
Time to be spooky.
I got pissed real bad. I
could piss in that Dunkin'
just
Donuts
pee
cup.
Pants.
Oh, I guess I could piss in that Dunkin' Donuts cup that
just
Adam's
pee,
using.
Just pee your pants.
Yeah, pissing Adam.
No, I finished the cup. I finished drinking my glass of water.
What are cup? The hard R. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Water, hard R. That's that's the question and the answer.
Ooh, are you hearing this music outside?
No.
Someone's playing dulcet salsa.
Dulcet
it's kind of like more like
is she funny?
Banda. Yeah, she writes for Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah, damn, you're really going in on.
No,
figured out who that is, by the way.
Oh, I don't care, dude.
Yeah,
I
would go in on her, but she's apparently like 12.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like 20 years old. So
nice.
Who gives a shit about
I'm
her?
I'm biding my time.
For what?
For the real, just the real dragon.
Did Adam take over?
You're
can't
ugly.
Take any, yeah, he can't.
For me to say.
No one with his body type, just 20-year-old college student, female college student.
Yeah, she's in my weight class.
She is in your weight class.
Well, the dragging is coming for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's going to
all of the people
dragged.
That have been doing the dragging will get draught.
Mm-hmm.
And that, except for us. Nothing bad will ever happen
Absolutely
to us.
Not.
We'll be protected forever. Because we voted for Bernie Sanders.
Daddy will protect us.
Because
this.
I like the idea of universal health care.
That's right.
And I think people should be paid more than $4 an hour.
Yeah, it's revolutionary
protected
concept.
From any claim of
it
being a bad guy. Which, for the most part, I am.
Daddy Bernie. I hope you save us, Daddy Bernie.
You heard that video? Did you see that video? The are you gonna cry? Maybe shit and cum.
You see no.
That? There's a guy that does like a flawless Bernie Sanders.
That's awesome.
It is like it's just
who James?
No, I don't know who it is, but it's fucking like perfect.
Damn. And it's about shitting and cumming.
Yeah.
Didn't SNL steal a bunch of his jokes or something from the Trump Bernie debate?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I believe that. I don't know that for a fact, but it sounds correct.
Yeah,
he should have been on SNL.
Yeah, he's so fucking talented.
So should have Anthony. Like they should have
Anthony Kumi
hired, but
yeah, it should have been one guy is gay and incredibly talented. The other guy is racist and incredibly talented.
Gonna piss your pants, maybe. Maybe shit and cum, just like those bankers on Wall Street. The top 1% is stealing all the piss and shit and cum from middle class working.
Oh, that's good.
Who is that? I don't know.
That's like something
we
said.
Shout it out.
I don't. It's just, it says Bernie Sanders takes back shit, piss, and cum.
Is Joe Biden running for fucking president?
I think he is.
My man feels everyone's titties on the sneak.
Not even on the sneak, just on TV. Just when he's swearing you into Congress. You gotta swear. He swears in female congresswomen on his balls.
Does he?
Touch the Bible. Yeah,
he literally like gropes like.
Now, what is this people? Malarkey? Stop resisting.
Saying malarkey's a cool word.
He
Anyways,
says malarkey.
Do you guys wear underwear?
Yeah.
I have.
Because I just heard about this new thing that's pretty cool.
What is that called? underwear?
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, sort of. It's a little bit, you know, recently I've gotten out of diapers. Well, I didn't need them. I would wear diapers to the bathroom and then pull them down and go
Were
to the bathroom
Jeselnik?
As an adult. No, my name's
Anthony Jeselnik.
She's from San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco.
I'm a guy on vacation.
Man, now I'm really drawing connections in my brain.
He doesn't sound like Jeselnik.
Doesn't he sound like Jeselnik sound like that a little
Doesn't now? Matter. I used to wear diapers. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I got my
found
big
something
boy.
Better.
Yeah, the big boy pants. I got them from MacWeldon.com. It's great. It's actually one of the few websites that still works even with the entire suite of Net Nanny software that my mom has installed on the family computer, which is placed on her bed. And then there's security cameras watching me as I use
one on my face, one on the screen, one pointed at my crotch.
She knows that you can't be trusted.
There's actually a band around my penis that measures. If my penis moves at all, the website is then banned. So I can only browse Club Penguin and MacWeldon.com.
Wow.
My favorite underwear website, where they believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping.
The best. I love all those things.
You know, I love shopping online. Most of the time, it's difficult because my mom's there demanding I don't look at the prices of anything because she doesn't want me to be ruined by capitalism.
Oh, wow, really?
But Mack Weldon has such good prices that she's not worried about me being traumatized.
Wow, that's how good the prices are.
They're great. In fact, the underwear are better than whatever you're wearing right now.
I'm wearing Mack Weldon, so it's not even better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, you have personal experience? You would say that you are somebody who personally experiences Mack Weldon.
I experience my underwear every day.
Yeah, and what was your experience like?
Oh, it was like, when my parents played Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for me as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, wow, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
I like to say that I think it makes sense.
How about Cosby, Stills, Gash That's Young?
Oh. That's
it's
good.
It's his band.
Wow. Wow.
I'll just take it.
Damn.
If I see it and I like it, I'll take it for myself. This is my band called Cosby, Stills, Gash That's Young.
They got a line for all different types of lifestyles.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense that you like it, Nick, because they have this beautiful antimicrobial silver shit.
Look, I love anything that's anti.
And it keeps
your antimicrobial, anti-Semitic, anti-Islamic.
Oh, wow. Both those last two. Huh?
Yeah. And I don't really know how that relates to being antimicrobial, but their line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial.
I don't want microbials in this country.
Well,
personally.
You know what microbials are, right? It's cat piss.
Really?
So my big problem is that I let in cats from outside and they piss all over my underwear.
Really?
Because they're trying to fuck my girlfriend.
The cats?
The cats are trying to fuck my girlfriend. I got a locker in the bathroom.
Wow.
I got 35 cats in here. They're pissing all over my clothes.
They're all in the heat.
Trying to have sex with my girlfriend. And then, you know, my girlfriend's pissing all over my clothes,
spraying.
Too.
Oh, yeah, because she's got to get her scent.
Everything in here smells like piss except my Mack Weldon underwear.
Wow, because of the silver.
Because it's a silver line of shirts and underwear, which means they eliminate cat piss.
Wow, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, right. You can piss all over
these underwear.
You grab your cat and rub it against your body until it pisses out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out on the dating scene and try and demand a woman smell your crotch. And she's screaming, but as you push her head down, you go,
Great call,
man. Yeah, man. You put your head down, you say, does it smell like cat piss? And it won't. I mean, you'll go to jail, but...
The tatings.
Look, Mack Walton just wants you to be comfortable, all right? Mm. That's what I say to these ladies out there on the dating scene.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they'll still refund you.
That's so nice
of them. No questions asked. I call that the Adam Friedland special.
Mm-hmm. Adam keeps using new email addresses.
Yeah. I've never...
sending it to different friends' addresses to get mm-hmm. one free pair.
Yeah.
So not only does Mack Walton underwear, socks, shirts look good, they perform well, too. Because that's more important, you know. That's my biggest problem is that my shit looks good, but it doesn't perform. It doesn't get hard anymore.
Yeah. are we still talking about underwear?
Yeah, we're still talking about underwear.
You know, when you
that's why
get,
I love wearing underwear,
underwear
to hide
hard.
My broken dick. It no longer works. But they're great. They're good for working out, going to work, going out on dates, just everyday life. You
that's
know?
Right.
Yeah.
I love everyday life.
I love that shit.
I love doing all those things that I do.
Going out to work.
Going out on the dating scene, showing up to the office, and like, John, why are you so happy today? You're like, well, I'm wearing fucking underwear. They're like, what? And they're like, you want to kiss? Excuse me? And you're like, I'm sorry, I'm learning office culture. I just got into that show Mad Men. I'm learning how it works. So go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN20.
Damn.
That's C-U-M-T as in Thomas. O as in
Omega.
Omega. W as in white.
What?
N as in nationalism. 20.
No. As in something else.
Yeah, no. Not that.
Yeah. It's come down. That C as in Caucasian uprising.
No, right it isn't.
Master.
No, this works too well.
Master
and I don't like
treason.
It.
God of damn. White nationalism.
The clues. They were there the whole time.
Okay. Yeah. MackWeldon.com is smart design premium fabric. 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN20.
The best.
Let's start the show.
Let's start the show.
Finally, we can start.
Baby.
Hi.
Baby girl.
I wanna hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
And have gay sex.
Uh-huh.
I hope it never ends.
Go off.
I wanna hang out with my friends.
Hell yeah.
And have sex with their buttholes.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna hang out with
this
my
is original
friends.
Content.
This yeah,
isn't
this
even
isn't
a
even
parody.
A cover,
and put,
yeah.
This is... And put, fill their butt with marbles.
That'd be
you.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
How many marbles do you get in each other's asses?
How deep does an ass go before you hit the colon? Is that it?
Don't you hit the back of your cock? Isn't that what the prostate is?
Prostate is the back of the ass?
It's the back of your cock.
Where's the colon? I guess the ass goes into an intestine kind of thing, right?
Hmm.
So I guess you can
the
fit
the back of your cock is kind of...
Oh,
part
you know
of it.
What? You could fit
and
an
then up.
You could fit an ass ton.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was that like a metric ton?
Yeah.
I bet we could fit
it's your
12
your
marbles
if
in your
I never
ass.
Have to do math again in the rest of my fucking life, I'll die happy. Fuck that shit.
I agree.
No, I mean it's fucking bullshit. We got calculators.
Yeah, I agree.
Never.
No, math can suck my hard penis.
If I ever have a kid, I'm never helping them with homework.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I already did all this shit. Why are you asking me?
You didn't even, though.
I know. Yeah. That's true, I didn't. Like, I don't know, maybe you should start a podcast.
Fucking
maybe
loser.
You and your fucking gay friends should start a podcast. You're gay. Ooh, look at me, I'm in fourth grade.
You just go on your podcast to shit
well,
on
I
your
still
son's
think you're
podcast.
A fucking baby.
You just show him pictures of him as a baby. Look at you, you fucking baby.
You fucking dumb baby. Look fucking stupid baby. Trying to take a bath.
That would be awesome, dude.
Yeah. Trying to take a fucking
traumatize
bath.
Your fucking
I'm
son.
I'm not going to let my kid bathe.
Yeah, no, never. He's wearing clothes from day one until he's...
Adult. Until
adult.
He grows into...
Yeah, my parents... They didn't let me bathe ever. And as a result, I never developed body odor. I've never sweat once in my life. My parents were kind of sports adverse. They thought they were too scary for me.
Sad Frangelico.
Right. Yeah, just the concept of a touchdown really bothered my mom. Touching was off limits, and down represented the volatility of up and down, which was not allowed in our house.
It was a rancher. There was one story. No one was allowed to jump
right.
or reach for anything on the top shelf.
I remember for one of my birthdays, my mom's boss's son, who was the only friend I was allowed to have, he came over and he brought a Jack and Jill picture book, and my mother threw a fit about the hill in there. Nobody should know about this. About these kinds of things.
What happened when you found out the truth, though? About hills?
I think I handled it fine. I think maybe she was overreacting. It's like a couple of years ago, I got raped. And I mean, that was, you know, it's pretty rough, but I got through it.
You bounced back.
Yeah.
I mean, to him, that would just be like finding out Twizzlers exist. It's just like
it's what a new
Twizzlers?
Thing in the world.
Oh no,
that your mom didn't tell you about.
I'm erasing that one. That one was just a draft. He didn't get raped.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That's in like the that's an alternate universe.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling the San Frangelico guy today.
It's all right, man.
No, that was good. The thing about hills.
Yeah, I think that's too
and up and down.
That's too on the nose. And that's just the plot of The Giver.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, they don't know colors.
They don't know colors, but they also don't know any kind of gradation in.
Really?
Yeah, there's no hills. Remember, he leaves town and then there's like hills and he has to describe what a fucking hill is.
Does anyone get pussy in The Giver?
He wants to fuck Fiona, and I remember being horny for Fiona when I was nice. When I was a wee.
Yeah, Girl Shrek, dude.
A wee
Fiona?
When I was gay and wee. Oh, we remember
don't
the
they
days
have parents?
When we were gay and we.
In The Giver, he has parents, right?
Yeah.
So they fuck, you would think.
I think, yeah, you're allowed to fuck once, but then they're also like aborting a bunch of people. Remember that? They're like
they
aborting.
Kill the old people, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what being set free
I
is?
I don't know. We should ask fucking Ralph.
Walt, yeah.
That's still... Dude, when I saw that, and knowing that it was like without like...
a hint of irony.
Yeah, none of it. Just not a drop of fucking irony. He has his favorite books listed as The Giver, and then fucking One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue
no
Fish.
No way.
No
on
joke.
On Facebook?
Yes.
100% real.
That's so funny.
The Giver is like as advanced as
that
his
was
reading
the most
ever
advanced
got.
Book.
Yeah, and he put that on there to be like, yeah, I let bitches know I'm like deep sometimes.
Yeah.
That sometimes I might have a little intellectual ass afternoon and read a book that was assigned in fifth grade.
Dude, I miss being a smart fifth grader.
Do you?
Yeah, there was something nice about it. Like reading The Giver and being like, and it being appropriate to blow my mind.
I was never smart. I was like a potential kid where like the fucking, they would like take dumb kids and be like, you have potential. And
right.
then you could just go up to the smart kids and be like, did you hear that? I'm as smart as you. I just don't know how to do any of the work. did you hear what they said?
Yeah.
One day, nothing's going to happen.
I remember a kid like that. This kid, Dion, he was that kid. I was a little fucking nerd, dude, reading The Giver, being like, damn.
Did you have a smart track program thing in fifth grade? We had GATE, Gifted and Talented.
I was in GATE, and they literally shielded us. Our school was so bad. Baltimore City schools are so bad.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't
that
they
be would
GAT?
Like,
Gifted and Talented?
Gifted education. And Talented Education.
Oh.
Yeah.
GAT would be nice.
Oh, that
though.
Would be GATE.
GAT.
Yeah.
GRAT. Ra-ta-ta. That's for
hey,
the
you
kids.
Ever see Billy Madison?
I love him, dude. Bring him back.
You ever see the movie Billy Madison?
Veronica Velvet.
Fuck, dude. That was awesome.
Dude, me and my friends smoked so much we watched Billy Madison.
Dude, we got so high and we watched Big Mouth on Netflix. What's this, a podcast? Yo, have you ever heard of fucking dubs? Getting a dub bag and fucking hitting the blaze. With playing Mario Kart?
Yo, dubs.
Sick.
I wrote a play when I was in GATE, which... Mm-hmm. In retrospect, was highly was kind of could have been construed as racist.
I still don't know how to process the fact that there was a child there that entire time.
Yeah, but it was too young.
Oh, the baby.
No, that doesn't exist, dude. Those kids, like, children have memories.
Oh, that baby's scarred.
Yeah.
I mean, that baby's fucked just because of his, like, situation overall. Like, one of those times is fine.
Do you think that was the moment the baby realized it was in a bad situation?
No, the baby doesn't know any better.
I don't know.
Realize when he's, like, 30 and he can't have a functional relationship because his family life is so bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because none of that money's going to be left.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, that money's all gone.
I'm shocked any of it is still left.
That guy's just going to be in, like, some bar in fucking Delaware County.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, wasn't your dad Bam Margera? And he's like, shut the fuck up! Who wants to fight me? I'll fuck you up!
he'll live with April, dude.
Yeah, April O'Neil?
No.
April Margera, dude. She'll take good care.
Oh, I thought you meant...
That baby's going to be taken care of.
From the Turtles.
Yeah.
The whole Jackass family is going to step up.
I put on...
MCKY.
I put on Secret of the Ooze last night.
What's that?
Ninja Turtles.
The second Ninja Turtles
movie. Oh, shit.
That's another thing we talk about quite a nice amount.
Yeah.
What?
We talked about the Nick last time. And then I feel like we've talked about Secret of the Ooze a bunch.
Yeah. The Secret of the Coos. And that's when they fuck April. They're like, whoa, nutting feels good. I guess we don't need to be ninjas anymore.
Yeah. This karate shit sucks dick.
Yeah.
I'd rather get pussy.
Karate's fucking gay. Splinter's like, you must remember your training. You know,
try some of this, Splinter, and then Splinter fucks. And he's
I'm too old to fuck.
But she can spit on it and jerk it off.
Imagine being like the guy that has to like date April after that. He's like, you fucked a rat and a bunch of turtles. Look, I mean, look, it's fucking 1987, all right? I get
it. I'm a modern guy.
Look, I'm a stock. I make all my money selling fucking shares of a company that literally murders African children. You know, I'd start doing cocaine at 7 a.m. I get it. Things have changed a lot since the 60s. You know, I don't expect you to be my mom per se. But you fucked a turtle.
You fucked four brother turtles.
And they were underage. They were teenagers.
They were children.
Yeah, they were 16 years old.
You fucked a child turtle from Japan that talked like he was from Bensonhurst for some reason. Me and Anthony DeVito were laughing about that one time. How all the turtles are like, surf's up, bro. Except for like Michelangelo, who's like, who's this fucking guy over here?
It is awesome how they have regional accents, different regional
They're all from
accents.
California, except the one of them who's from Bay Ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Was
it Michelangelo that sounded like? I guess he did, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're all wops.
Was it Raph?
I thought Raffy sounded like a Gweed.
Yeah, Michelangelo was the
he
most
was a
surfer.
Cali. Yeah, he was Cali.
I do like that they all have a talent. They're all Italian.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
different types of Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite of the painters that the Ninja Turtles were named after?
Not the turtles,
the
painters.
Artists. I mean, I guess some of them were sculptors.
Mm-hmm. Who's Raphael?
It's funny because it's like...
The artist Raphael.
He's just got one name?
I think so. I don't know.
Michelangelo was the only one that wasn't usurped by the turtles. The rest of them, no one remembers who they are.
Not
Leonardo
da
Vinci.
Da Vinci wasn't a fucking... Oh, Leonardo.
Yeah. Donatello, no one knows who the fuck
Donatello.
That is.
Yeah, Donatello. Raphael is like, who is that? Rembrandt?
Did he do the thinker?
Raphael Rembrandt? No, that's Rodin.
Oh, damn.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's the only sculpture I know.
Raphael.
Raphael is...
It's just a guy named Raphael who sculpted shit.
Yeah.
I will say, I fuck with sculpture, dude. Like, ancient sculpture.
Ancient sculpture.
That shit rocks.
You like the old shit.
Yeah, they make the shit look... They make stone look soft.
I want a big marble mansion with one of those indoor pools that's got steam coming off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man.
Why does it have steam
inside? And then I sit in there, and then somebody comes in, and I go, oh, just get it over with. And then they shoot me with a silencer in the pool.
Yep, and there's an above shot of just pink.
The pool is
pink.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah,
that
with the blood
cool.
coming out.
That would look cool.
I would love that.
That would be tight.
Yeah.
I'll just get it over with.
We can put
already.
That on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Just me being
bonus.
Murdered in my mansion.
You're murdered.
I'm finished. That's how I want to go out, dude. Like the fucking Wolby Blood guy. just bashing Adam's head in my indoor bowling alley.
But he doesn't get killed at the end. He just kills that guy.
He does. He just kills that guy.
With a
Nick changed his mind. He'd rather kill you.
I want to kill me.
And stay alive.
What I want is that cool fucking Spanish revival 20s mansion.
Dude, those look so fucking good.
Yeah, they're awesome.
California mission-style mansions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would love that
Like John Huston's place in Chinatown?
So sick.
Well, what I do, Mr. Guinness, is I fuck my daughter. And then I fuck my granddaughter also, and somehow that makes me the head of the water and power department.
Yeah, I just got real tired.
People think I'm respectable because I'm old. Really, it's because I fuck my daughter.
I've never seen Chinatown.
You haven't
You've never seen
Chinatown?
No.
Come on, my God, man. Is that the one with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
That's probably
a fucking
boring,
class.
Dude.
No.
No, it's like one of the best.
No.
Probably
no.
long and old and shit.
No, it's good.
It's fucking amazing.
How long is it?
It is long. It's like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, dude,
I don't know if it's
that.
3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm only
You should watch Rosemary's Baby and Chinatown.
Okay.
I watched Rosemary's Baby recently for the first time.
What happens?
Not very
the
scary.
The devil? The devil fucks Rosemary's?
Yeah, it's where, what's his name? Woody Allen's ex-wife. What's her name? How am I fucking spacing on her name?
Mia Farrow.
Mia Farrow goes to sleep, and then she's got scratches all over herself the next morning, and her husband goes, She's like, what happened? He's like, oh, I fucked you while you were sleeping. But really, there was an evil, like, seance that took place.
Her husband?
Satanic ritual.
He was in on it?
Yeah, and he was
in on it. And the cover story was that he raped his wife?
That was his cover story. We've talked about that on the pod before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then
that's Cassavetes, right?
No, it's Roman Polanski.
No, the husband.
Yeah, is it John Cassavetes?
I think so.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts out to a countryman.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend, dude. Yeah, and then she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. And then she's like, oh, my tummy hurts. And everyone's like, stop being such a fucking dumb bitch.
So
every pregnant woman's tummy hurts.
Well, we got to jet over to the live show, fellas.
Sounds good.
Are we hit an hour?
Yes. We got to head to the show.
Let's go.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in.
You guys want to get some food?
Same time next week. Same fucking, you know, but they were just
same channel. Bat time, same bat, bat channel.
Same bat channel. That used to be gay that you would listen to Batman.
On the radio.
Yeah,
they
can you imagine being that much of a
Batman
loser?
Was doing.
Is he just trying to, like, turn it down as low as possible? Yeah. There's no headphones.
Right.
People are like, hey, what the hell is Clark doing? He's like, I'm nothing. I'm listening to the news. They're like, is that Batman?
He's listening to Batman on the wireless.
God, I don't even. I wish there was a word for guys who have sex with each other, because that's what I would call you. But that hasn't even been invented yet.
They call them. Longer. They call them funny.
Yeah,
Nancy's.
What is this guy? Funny.
Funny is yeah. Funny is pretty funny.
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
What the hell is Batman? Yeah.
Was there porno on the radio? Were there, like, women being like,
oh, yeah. Also, since this is going up on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago on the 22nd and Milwaukee the 23rd, Eau Claire, Wisconsin the 24th. I'm at North Bar
in Chicago.
What's
that stand for? Of Claire in French?
Clear water. O is water.
Oh, O is water, yeah.
And Claire is some bitch. All right. Bye, guys.